It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. Pay attention, Hunter.
No.
You dumb slut.
Calling me cute, bro.
Damn right I am. Anyway, it's Friday, so let's do it. It's five facts, five opinions for a Friday. I know we could talk about the big game, but we're going to have all Monday to do that. Yeah. So let's just keep it. We've been talking about the game so much that I'm almost like burnt out. I got to take a break for a day or two.
I might not watch it now.
But we'll do that on Monday. But for today, Friday, we'll keep with our normal theme. Five facts, five opinions. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Get ready, because this ain't funny.
My name's Mike D, and I'm about to get money.
You're going to say, Hunter and Brock are going to do five facts. That's close.
Yeah,
that's close.
It rhymed, too.
I'm a poet, and I didn't even know I was.
Wait.
Fact number one, opinion number one. Only one person from Japan achieved the highest rank in sumo wrestling since 1998. It's called Yokozuna. And everyone else since 1999 has either come from the United States or Mongolia.
Wow.
Have you ever watched a sumo match?
It's pretty wild, man. It's a lot more aggressive than I initially thought.
Just slapping each other.
Yeah.
It's
two big dudes, man. Two 320-pound dudes just smashing on each other. And that's a lightweight.
And the amount of calories those guys eat. Yeah. Holy shitballs.
There was a documentary on it, and they followed like six of them around.
Yeah.
And dude, the meals.
Yeah.
The meals that these guys eat.
Insane.
And they don't stop.
Nope.
You know, it's almost like to a point where you got to force yourself to eat. Kind of like what bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Like bodybuilders don't like to eat.
No.
Because they got to force themselves to indulge all those calories.
It's a lot of stuff, too. It's like a lot of just chicken and yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, pick it up, Japan.
Right.
I think that's where sumo wrestling is from, too, so he's slacking, man.
Yeah, it'd be like Japan beating us in football.
Yeah, like what the hell?
Yeah.
Fact number two, opinion number two. The song You're the Best from The Karate Kid was originally written for Rocky III, but the producers went with Eye of the Tiger instead.
Oh.
You're the best around. Mm-hmm. Nothing's ever gonna keep you down. You're the best around.
I think Rocky figured it out with Eye of the Tiger.
I do like Eye of the Tiger, but they're both really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we'll switch it though. Maybe Eye of the Tiger and Karate Kid, they're both like motivational songs.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
Rising up, back on the street. Did my time, took my chances. My feet, just a man with his will to survive. It's the Eye of the Tiger.
Right.
It's the cream of the... I don't know.
They are... You're not going to say it?
What?
You always say it when we talk about Karate Kid.
What do I say?
That crank kick was illegal.
Oh, yeah, it was illegal. Yeah, I figure people should know that by now.
Yeah.
He technically he won with an illegal move. It's horseshit.
Yeah.
Fucking cheater. Danielson's a real piece of shit.
Danielson.
Yeah.
Danielson.
I don't think...
You know, you ain't healing nobody by going...
That's what I do before I jerk off.
Oh, here we go.
Ah,
Mr. Miyagi.
You don't want to go in there with cold hands.
You're thinking about Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, those old wrinkly hands. I'm like,
dude.
Jesus Christ.
Couldn't even say it in the podcast. So bad.
Yeah, get those old hands on me, Miyagi. Wax on your face. What? Oh, God. All right, this went too far. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Love of God.
This is supposed to be a fun one.
Pay your respects. He's not alive.
All right, fact number three, opinion number three. 1 gram of your poop has 100 billion bacteria in it and 100 million viruses and other organisms, too. That's what you got in your eye, bro.
Damn it, dude.
You got bacteria.
Hey, smell my finger real quick.
No, oh, God. It is baffling. Without getting too just, you know, poop talk, I have a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that we are all very, I mean, maybe some of us are, I mean, we're not all comfortable with it, I guess, but the fact that it's 2020 and public toilets, like we just go and we are okay with sitting on something with our naked asses that someone else put their naked ass on. Hunter, if I were to ask you, hey, pull your pants on, let's put our asses together.
No.
Like, no.
It's.
The only worse feeling than a cold toilet seat is a warm toilet seat. Because that is still fresh enough that someone's ass, someone was just sitting on that toilet pooping, and I'm just like, all right, I'm going to go on here and I'm going to poop too.
So when you got to poop in public, tell me this. Do you ever sit down on the toilet and think,
I wonder how many asses have been on this toilet seat.
I avoid pooping in public as much as I can. Sometimes you just can't avoid it. I'm also a big fan of showering after like a real big duker. If I have the option to, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I like having a clean booty hole when I go to bed. But if I can't avoid it, I will usually like, and I've done it here too. I'll get paper towel with hand soap and I'll literally wipe the toilet off.
Oh, yeah.
Then clean it up all real good, clean up the floor, and then wash my hands before I actually poop. Mm-hmm. Like, I will go that far. It'll take me longer.
It's not a bad idea, man. I usually just save the paper, though, and just lick it clean.
God, you're the worst. Did you see that video? Speaking of licking, no, did you see that video of that girl in the on a licking an airplane toilet? She's doing some, like, sexy, like Snapchat, and it's her licking a plane toilet seat.
Dude, if you think about it, women are kind of nasty.
They are nasty.
They're licking a lot of things that I wouldn't particularly put my tongue on.
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
I just, it is weird to me that it's 2020 and we accept this, I mean, this goes back to the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. We would just poop. I mean, it would just, like, we'd be fine with shit. We're just fine sharing this very intimate act, this gross intimate act, and we're just doing it in public. Yeah. Like, yeah, whatever. Like troughs, men just stand next to each other and piss into a trough.
And conversate.
Piss is splashing up on you. Ugh.
Yeah.
Please don't be a bathroom talker. I just, you know, you always get those guys that walk in like, they got to say something. And it's like,
and I'm going to add something to that too. Clean up after yourself for the love of God.
Well, and it shouldn't be that hard too. Like,
I
mean,
it's not, it's just basic morals.
Getting into the toilet, like getting it into the toilet. I've been holding my dick for years, you know.
I know which way it's going.
Yeah, exactly.
It might go a little bit left, but I know it's going a little bit left. You know, it's just, come on,
the only
guys.
Time you don't know is after you've had sex.
All right.
Then it just goes all over the place.
Then it's like holding the hose nozzle just barely. You know, you don't get that strong stream when you fully, you know, compress it.
Actually, sometimes I'll put my finger over the tip of my dick and push real hard.
Oh, my God.
And it just,
You get more pressure that way, man.
All right, let's move on
for the contest.
Fact number four. Opinion number four. Only one person has ever been elected to Congress while they were in jail. Matthew Lyon was a Democratic Republican from Vermont who got elected in 1798 while he was doing 4 months in jail.
Wow.
He was convicted under the Alien and Sedition Acts of writing negative things about John Adams. What?
I feel like jail was a little bit different back then.
Dude, it's just everything had to be so dirty. Mm-hmm. Like frontier times and settlers times, like everything was, you're just dirty all the time.
Dude, even in the 70s and 80s, it was jail was weird. I just watched an episode when we were talking about it on our other podcast.
Yeah.
The episode before that was about a guy named Leonard Lester or something.
Leonard Washington?
All right. Leonard Washington. Take no shit from nobody.
From a little place called None of Your Goddamn Business.
But literally, this guy was in prison for killing somebody.
Yeah.
So he was on. He was there for life.
Yeah.
He was good behavior after like 10 years.
Yeah.
Of being so nice in jail or whatever you have to do to get
you're
good
a
behavior.
Good guy.
Dude, they took him for Christmas. They took 10 inmates to a mall, and said, "Hey, go ahead for Christmas. Do your shopping. Just meet back here at like 2 o'clock."
It's the perfect crime.
The guy's gone. And the guy's still gone. He's still on the loose.
So,
you morons.
Question for you. You're given that opportunity. Right. Do you run?
Hell yeah, I run.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to the jail for the rest of your life,
yep,
which these guys were,
yep,
I don't understand why some of them came back.
Grow a beard, change your name, go to Mexico, go to Canada.
Just go. And that's probably what he did. Yeah. He was on In Pursuit with John Walsh.
Yeah.
Still looking for the guy since like 1975.
I'm not saying go murder someone, but you know.
No, but if they're going to let you go out in the Orchards Mall and just kind of piddle-paddle around for 4 hours.
Orchards Mall would be tough because there'd only be 5 people there and you'd be one of the 5.
You could easily spot them.
Get away from the door.
You know?
No.
But, dude, that just blew my mind when they said that. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't be looking for the guy. It's your fault.
It's your fault.
Just let him go. Yep. Like you guys blew it.
You blew it.
Reason number 865 why people back in the day were fucking stupid.
You know, we'll just we'll let you go free, but we're going to have a guy follow you. That's even a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
I got an opinion real quick.
What's your opinion?
Because we got some time. People back in the day were fucking stupid, but they were more adults
They were more adultish. Yeah. Where kids nowadays are smarter, but they're children.
Yeah.
And they never grow up.
See, I don't, it's tough for me because I've been watching like drunk history and everything like that. And some of these people, like, it's like, dude, the people that figured out, I don't think there's a need for us to be, to use our brains in that sense. Right. I think so much was done. Like, dude, think about the Wright brothers. They got us to fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things. I was watching this one about this lady who beat the around the world in 80 days. She did it in 70 days. And this is just a woman.
Yeah.
She's never flown before, and she she figured it out. It was like other things, like hot air balloon and everything like that. So I don't always, we always have this conversation. I think the average person, because you finish school in eighth grade, I think your basic knowledge, but I think we had to be smarter in a sense of, we needed it to survive.
Well, for innovation,
you know what I mean?
And like at hand, yes. But like the amount of information with the internet today, kids are, they know everything because you can have it
now,
right there.
But they
never mature.
But do they, now do we know everything or do we just have access to everything? Because,
it's true.
Can look up anything.
It's true. I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think because you have access to it, you retain a lot, and you can get a lot of information. Whatever sticks.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they didn't have that. So what you learn from your buddy and your parents.
Yeah.
But there was something more about like morals. And in your life, there's a spot where you become an adult.
Yeah.
And decisions you make in your life change because you matured and you became an adult. I'm not going to do this because, I'm not a child anymore, and I'm making better decisions.
I still feel like at times, though, I feel like I'm not an adult. I don't feel like it. You know what I mean? And not because but I look at my parents. I'm like, they're adults.
Yeah.
I've always seen them as adults. It's because they're parents. Mm-hmm. Like, do people look at me, my nieces and nephews look at me like I'm an adult?
They do.
Dude, I don't know. Do. It's just weird.
It's like my sisters are 10 years older than I am. And I remember being younger, when they were 30 and I was, 18.
Yeah.
Looking at them like, damn, they're 30. You're old, man.
So old. I don't know, but I don't feel like I'm I know I am. I pay my mortgage, but there's still a part of me that's like, I don't feel like an adult.
I don't know if a lot of people do, though, ever. You know, can look at my dad, and I don't think he thinks he says he's an old man, but like just the things he does and the way his mind works, it's like you're never gonna.
I think you can have, it's young at heart, but I don't know. I just feel like my parents were so much more adulty than
our age is kind of weird, too, because I actually saw a meme the other day, and it was of Baby Yoda and Old Yoda, whatever. And it was me and my, this is the caption, me in my 30s when I look at teenagers, and it was Old Yoda.
Yeah.
And then me in my 30s looking at my parents and their friends, and it was Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda,
You just feel like it's a weird age because there's people a lot younger than you, and there's people that are a lot older than you, too.
Yeah. Well, especially now, too, think about this. Like, I'm at this weird point where I'm looking at athletes and like Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Like he's what, 24?
No, dude. He's younger than that, I think.
Well, no, he got drafted at 21. He's been in there. I think he's 24.
Is he 24?
Let's look up.
I thought he was like 22.
No, he's 24. That's what 24. I kind of figured. He got drafted at 21. But you know, he's a kid.
He's a kid.
24, baby.
It's a weird thing about the NFL because you always look up to NFL players.
Yeah.
You always that's what it is. You look at them as adults, as like full grown human beings, but they're all in their early 20s.
He seems older than me. He seems more mature than me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you know what, though? If you took the jersey off and all the stats and the baggage it comes with being an NFL player, and you passed him on the street, you'd be like, what up, kid?
Yeah.
It's the fact that he has a jersey on that says Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
The amount of respect and the way you look at him just totally changes.
It's weird, bro.
It is.
Weird. I don't want to grow up.
You know? And it's weird that like some people are that big at that age.
Yeah.
Like Zion Williamson. He's 19, dude.
Yeah, 19.
And he's bigger than LeBron James. It's you're not a kid.
Uh-huh.
Like, look at you, man.
You're a giant.
Dude, you're a giant. You're 19. Your brain hasn't fully you don't know a lot of things that we've experienced.
Yeah.
Like from 19 to 23 is a whole era in my life that I learned things. You know, and the dude's 19 in the NBA. Yeah. I mean, granted, if you have that opportunity, he's probably experiencing a lot of things.
That's
at
what
an
I
early
mean.
Age.
It's like you listen to some of these people. You're like, God damn it, you're well spoken for 24. I don't think I was that well spoken at 24.
No, it's because we were partying, drinking, and hanging out at college.
Smoking, drinking, shooting, snorting, do little dance.
Right, we weren't doing flip dunks from the half court
and talking to the press.
Right, with millions of dollars in your pocket.
Yeah, 60,000 people watching you. Anyway, weird. How do we get on that? We're talking about John Adams. Fact number five, opinion number five, finally for a Friday. There's a lot of F's in there.
Yeah.
There aren't just blue-collar and white-collar workers. There are other colors, too, like red-collar for government workers and green-collar for people with jobs that are good for the environment. What a dumb fucking fact. That was a stupid one to end.
Yeah, I can kind of extend it, though. Explain the collars to me. I really don't understand that.
Like, if you're a blue-collar worker, you're wearing shirts that are, like, back in the day.
Like blue, like a blue workman shirt?
Like a mechanic shirt. If you're white-collar, you're wearing
like a business
dress shirts and everything.
Right,
yeah,
you're in the
yeah,
office.
Yeah.
And then red, they said red-collar.
Red for government. I don't know. A red-collar. Uh-huh. I don't know.
We don't wear any collars here.
No.
We're
I hate
a no-collar.
Collars. I hate collars. I stretch my collars out.
Right.
Cut my
collarless.
All my dress shirts, I cut the collars off.
Right. So you guys do nothing.
Yeah,
pretty much
nothing. We're fun collars. I don't know.
You got the Pat Moody collar,
double
popped collar.
Oh snap! Want to be a baller? Pop collar.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Pat Moody's mustache on the Impala. Anyway,
baller.
Let's get out of here. That's dumb. Yeah, we ended on a horrible note. At one point in here, I talked about Miyagi giving me a hand job, and I think that's what we need to focus on.
Wrinkly hands.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Five facts, five opinions for a Friday. Explore more on this website where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.